This is the No Core Podcast, number 13. As always, tons of amazing stuff. This first thing I'm going to play is by a group called Night Wounds. This is from a forthcoming record on Badmaster Records, a cool record label out of Philadelphia. This is going to be a split record with the Mutators. And Night Wounds are like a young, hot noise rock band that I probably should have played a long time ago, but I'm glad to be getting around to it now. Here they are.
Thank you.
Alright, what you just heard, that was something by a group called Social Junk, a track called Ramblin' Pines. They're another group that I probably should have played something by a long time ago, but I'm just getting around to getting them in the podcast now. But they're a experimental group from West Virginia, although they might have moved to the West Coast recently, or they might be about to do so. But they have a style that, you know, reminds me of kind of like the nice organic mixture that bands like Pengo or maybe Taiwan Death do, but really cool and enjoyable listening. And before them, that was OOIOO, which is, of course, Yoshimi from the Boredoms side project band. That's from their first album from a while back before, you know, they got all hippy-dippy like the Boredoms have done as well. And, of course, back at the beginning, that was Night Wounds. So coming up next, this track is by a group called the Satanic Samba Trio. I don't know much about this band. I think they're from Brazil. This is just something that I found online on the internet. Thought it sounded really cool. So enjoy. This is the Satanic Samba Trio. We'll be right back. That was Drums Like Machine Guns, a totally awesome noise band from Philadelphia area. That's from this Technicolor Hell compilation CD that's on it's a co-release between Badmaster and Malleable Records, and features a whole collection of Philadelphia noise scene dudes. Pretty awesome. Before that, the sort of more ambient and calm track that led into that was by Limp Lungs. That's from this cassette tape called Don't Let the Bed Bugs Bite on Cepheus Treat. Really cool tape. And before that, you heard something from Suppression, which is a Richmond, Virginia band, a bass and drums duo doing that brutal bass and drums music. So up next, I thought I'd play a classic for you all. This is The Ruins doing Stonehenge. The Ruins, of course, the original bass and drums band. Perhaps a little unfair to Suppression to put them next to these guys, but I think Suppression holds their own, and this is a classic. So enjoy. Ruins. We'll be right back. That was Demonstrations with a track called Uvula. And before them was Cars Will Burn, which is another Philadelphia noise act, also on that Technicolor Hell comp, which also comes with a cool silkscreen zine as well. And at the beginning of that little block was The Ruins, a band you could possibly say that the Demonstrations owe a little bit of a debt to. And so coming up next, this is another classic. Classics, I guess, is sort of the theme of this No Core number 13. This is something by a group who has proved to be kind of influential and are very near and dear to my heart. This is Harry Pussy, a song called Mandolin.
Thank you.
Right, that was something from Brainiac, a band from the late 90s, which came to a tragic end when their lead singer died in a car crash. Well, that's from their last EP called Electroshock for President, which is a really, really awesome release. And I'm really fond of that song called Fresh New Eyes. Before that, I played something by Shearing Pinks. That's an excerpt from this split cassette between them and KK Rampage that's on Shearing Pinks' own Isolated Now Waves label. And before that, the Coach Whips, something from their Bangers vs. Fuckers album. Of course, that was the band led by John Dwyer, who was previously in Pink and Brown and I believe is currently leading a band called the OCs that I have not looked into yet. And, of course, at the beginning of that block was Hairy Pussy. So coming up next, something from the same era, I guess, as the Brainiac track from the late 90s. This is the classic album, Atari Teenage Riot's Burn, Berlin, Burn, which I recently dug out and have been really enjoying listening to again. And I was just noticing how amazingly perfect this first track is as a first track on the album. The song called Start the Riot just gets you pumped up and ready to, smash the state or something. Anyway, here you go. Atari Teenage Riot, Start the Riot.
Riot!
That was a track called Your Life Is Mine by this really awesome noise band called Headmolt, who I am pretty much consistently impressed by every time I hear something they've recorded. And of course, I'm totally wowed when I get to see their live show as well, of course. So definitely check those guys out. And before that, another throwback track. That was a group called Trenchmouth, who I guess came from the mid-90s Chicago no-wave resurgence scene. That's off this CIA via UFO to Mercury album, compilation album on Atavistic. And listening to that back, I was kind of struck by how much that sounded very much like a modern band. In fact, it sounded very, very much like the band The Chinese Stars, except, you know, about a decade earlier or so. I think the guys from Trenchmouth have some kind of current band going on, but I don't know what it is. So if anyone out there does know, send me a message or post it in the comments, please. I would appreciate that. And before Trenchmouth, we heard Atari Teenage Riot. So this is the last thing I'm going to play. You know, it's been a mix of brand new school stuff and really old school stuff in this podcast. I'm going to play another old school thing to close us out. This is something by The Dead Sea from their album The White House. This track is called Outside. I'm going to let it fade out and not play the whole thing. If you want to hear the whole 17 plus minute track, then you're just going to have to buy the album. But this is a pretty epic number, even given an excerpt. So enjoy it and hang in there until No Core Podcast number 14. This is The Dead Sea.